This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. It is important for our walk and words to be consistent with the truth found in God's Word if we want to model the life we'd like our children to emulate. Let me share something I found challenging regarding this. I'm not sure where I found the following, but it eloquently makes this point. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he learns to find love in the world. Most of us, especially our children, would agree with the poet who wrote, "I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely show the way. I can soon learn how to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather learn my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there is no misunderstanding how you act and how you live." If you'd like to review this message so that you can review these two quotes, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.